Mrs. President and board members of the community, members of the community, Rabbi Yair Abel, Rabbi Noam Hertig, dear rabbis, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to join you here today, members of the Zurich Jewish community, to celebrate the inauguration of Rabbi Noam Hertig as the new rabbi of the community and to bid farewell to Rabbi Yair Abel, who is now handing over his post. I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to address you on this momentous occasion and to share my blessings with your new rabbi, Rabbi Noam Hertig. I have arrived from Jerusalem in order to represent the Center for Religious Affairs in Diaspora of the World Zionist Organization and Jewish Agency. I have arrived here from Jerusalem to ensure that I arrived at the ceremony on time. I flew into Zurich on Friday and such was able to enjoy a wonderful and beautiful Shabbat in the community. This gave me the opportunity to become better acquainted with the beautiful and proud Jewish community here in Zurich. Many European towns have a town square centered around a clock tower. The clock is fixed at the top of the tower from two reasons. First of all, the logical one, so that the clock can be seen from every point in the town square. Also, the height of the clock occasionally makes repairing it somewhat more complicated, as it requires that the workmen bring a ladder and two assistants to remain at the bottom to support the ladder so that he may climb up to repair the clock. If the clock had been placed at the bottom of the tower, such repairs would have been easier. However, the advantage of height in this situation outweighs the downside I just described. The second reason is more practical. The purpose of the clock is to tell the time. It is possible that some people will look at the clock and notice that the time on their personal watch is different from that on the clock. A person in such situation would be tempted to adjust the time on the clock to match time on his or her watch. This scenario would be repeated with many passers-by, so that the town clock would almost never actually tell the accurate time. When the clock is placed at the top of the tower, it is out of reach of the people and causes them to adjust their personal timepieces based on the clock rather than the reverse. The rabbi of the town can be compared to such a clock. He must be elevated from the people, that everyone may see him. And he must also be the one to direct them, rather than be directed. The rabbi is a spiritual leader of the community, and he must function as an exemplary role model for everyone else. I have only known Rabbi Noam Hertig for a short time, but in this short time I have been able to get to know him well and to see his true qualities. I have also heard much about him from others. He was born and raised here in this community in Zurich, and he therefore knows it well. He studied in yeshivot in Israel, in Or Torah Kollel and Amiel Institute, headed by Rav Eliyahu Birenbaum, is sitting next to him, where he received his rabbinic ordination. Rabbi Noam Hertig is a personable, pleasant, and welcoming to everyone. He is a living example of the model personality described by Hillel in Pirkei Avot. Be of the student of Aaron, loving Torah and pursuing peace. Loving people and bringing them closer to Torah. There is much to learn from his personality and depth of knowledge. He is truly the clock at the head of the tower. Today we also bid farewell to my dear friend Rabbi Yair Abel, who served the community with great dedication and great devotion over the past 10 years. Rabbi Abel reinforced the communal and spiritual well-being of the community, and I wish him great health and success in all his coming endeavors. It is my hope that the Zurich community enjoys the personality and the leadership of the new rabbi, Rabbi Noam Hertig. And to you, dear Rabbi Noam, I wish the greatest success and hatzlacha. Birkat Hashem telaveh otcha bechol asher telech ubechol asher ta'aseh. Mazal tov ubehatzlacha.